Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. TireRack.com, y'all, is the place to be and the place to go when you need to get yourself some tires. They will take care of you. They got free, unlimited shipping and so forth. And you got to get with TireRack.com. And they, as you know how they say, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Well, we like to say here on the Odd Couple that this is the way radio should be. So let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. I am great. And looking forward to a great show for the next 3 hours. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening.
Hey, check your phone real quick. I felt like a kid in a candy store. Felt like Christmas today because I went and I test drove a few cars. I'm not saying what they are, but I test drove a few cars, Chris. and getting close to making a decision on a car. So I'm
okay.
It was a good day. It was very, very good.
Check them
day.
Out in the break. How no about doubt. That? How about we no take care of the no show
doubt.
First?
No doubt. I'm just saying.
But I will check them out. Yes.
Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to seeing what you're looking at.
Yeah, it was definitely a good day and a TV theme song Thursday. So we got a lot to do. We got a little Thursday night football, right? Packers and Titans. That's going to be interesting to see, Chris, what's going on there.
We finally might get a good Thursday night game.
It's a big game for the Packers. Obviously, they're at home. The Titans are a good team. But they got a lot of guys out, Chris. So this might be the only thing that's surprising is it's only a Packers -3. I like that bet a lot. I'm going to have to load up.
You're
on
surprised.
That. Yeah, -3 is not. Yeah, with all the injuries.
I think the Packers will win, but I mean, there are some people that think they shouldn't even be the favorites.
Yeah.
Tennessee is a good team.
Yeah, the only thing is that comeback was one for the ages. I mean, I think that that's what people are looking at. Like, you don't do that every day, and I get that. But
the
you
Packers
gotta be playing.
Come back?
Yeah, the pack against Cowboys.
Yeah,
I'm saying that one. So that's why they're favorites. It was, and they're at home.
Whenever that happens, it's aided by the team that you know what I mean. Like the Cowboys helped them out.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, but you, as always, you still have to make those plays. You know what I mean?
So are you ready to say that the Packers are back?
If they win tonight, I will be on that bandwagon. I know I'm not James Jones and say they're going to run the table or whatever he said.
Right.
But if they win tonight and beat a good team like the Cowboys and the Titans back-to-back, Chris, I think you got to start to look at them. Because then you look at the rest of the schedule and it's not that difficult because if you look at the teams that they normally would beat, all those teams they lost to in that 5-game losing streak, the Jets, the Giants, Washington, I mean, in years gone by, that's been like fodder for them, you know?
Right.
But it's just not that kind of year.
I think they're I'm not ready to say they're back, but if they win tonight, I mean, certainly they're in the hunt, right? There's no doubt about that. They would be very much alive mathematically and have a shot. So, all right, we got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Sometimey Vegan, on the ones and the twos. And it is, of course, is Teicher's Tower of Trivia tonight in the third hour of the show. Also, super producer Rob G in the house. Is he in the house?
Yes, he is.
About time.
Yes, all right, welcome back, Rob G. Yes, about time. For real, for real. And, of course, on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Is our man, Steve
Chris,
Desager.
Real quick, before we get on the Warriors and the NBA.
Yep.
Does Aaron Judge win the MVP in the AL? We got the NL MVP already, but we don't have the
I think he will. I mean, I think there's a strong argument for Ohtani, but I think Judge will win. I would vote for Judge, but if Ohtani wins it, I won't think it's robbery.
I think it'll be.
I think the historical thing, even though he just broke the Yankees record and the American League record for homers, I think that'll probably win the day for Judge. And the fact that they had a better season.
I'm going to say 22-8 first place votes.
Okay.
So we'll see.
We will find out. All right, Rob, let's get into this thing. And last night, the Golden State Warriors lost, Rob, their 8th game on the road. They're 0-8 on the road. And they were beaten by Phoenix, which obviously is a good team. But still, the fact that the Warriors, the defending champions, are 0-8 on the road is obviously a big deal. They're 6-9 overall. And Steve, do we have any sound, Rob G, of Steve Kerr? We don't have sound, but he was talking about they're playing like they're in the Drew League. He said they're not playing with unity, with joy, with purpose, with competitive desire. They lack grit, all of that, as they went down 130-119. So where are you at on the Warriors, Rob? Do you think, I don't know if you're ready to say they're done or won't win the championship.
I'm not saying they're done.
Where are you at on them?
They got real issues. A team that good, Chris, to be 0-8 on the road is you're talking about 25% of the season, road games. That's not like they lost. Even the Lakers have a road win. I mean, like, and they're not good. But that's surprise. Of all the stuff, I get the record, you know what I mean? Like, okay, that's not good. They're off to a slow start or a bad start. But not they lost in Detroit, Chris. They lost in Orlando. Like they've lost some bad games.
Right.
And that's scary when you look at them and think where they are and what's happened to this team. But I was never convinced that they were going to win the championship or get back to the finals. I think the West is a little tougher. But I'm surprised at where they are. And Steve Kerr had every right to talk about the things that aren't happening because it's glaring. Even the players are talking about it. Not that – is Draymond Green, is this podcast still rolling? Is podcast doing well? I mean, I just want to know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay.
But
you know, I'm just trying to be funny. But anyway, you get my point.
Yeah, how much do you think – I mean, because a lot of the things that Kerr was talking about are kind of intangibles. You know what I mean? Joy, teamwork, chemistry, unity, desire. How much of that do you think is related to the punch? Let's just keep it real. I mean, it looked like it, you know, seemed like they, at least on the surface, they got past it. But when you look at the way they're playing, I mean, you know, maybe it's more of a factor than some Chris, of us thought it would be.
Chris, that we have to take that in consideration because, you know, the idea that Draymond didn't get suspended or nothing really happened to him, he got to go home, right, and be away from the team, but there was no real penalty.
Right, they didn't.
To that,
they didn't. Came off like they didn't reprimand him.
Exactly. It really, and I know, I know that, you know, you got to kind of continue to work through stuff, and you think that everybody's professional and whatever. And we saw it with KD after he was called out by Draymond. You know, that was the beginning of the end. Right?
Right,
it was.
Right.
There was no way he was going to play there after that whole scenario and scene. And
well, he could have, but he not for him. Yeah, for him, he was ready to move on.
Right, he was ready to move on. But I'm just saying, in this case, maybe there is an after effect of this. And Draymond's not playing great either. You know what I mean? Not that he was anyway, but I'm just saying, like, you start to go like, well, what did they do for him? Draymond didn't get his contract extension, Chris.
He's not getting it.
No, I know, but everybody else got one, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the young guys they gave to, but he didn't get his. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on there, I think.
I think that the effects, and I don't know if this is related to the punch, but Draymond's not the same. You mentioned it. Statistically, his assists, his steals, his rebounds are the worst they've ever been since he's been a starter.
Is it that bad, Chris? I knew he wasn't playing well, but I didn't know what
he was
at.
Since he's been a starter. He's on pace to have the worst defensive season of his career as far as defensive rating individually. And, Rob, when you watch the games, he's not as vocal. He's not as intense. He's not communicating defensively like usual. He's not as animated. I don't know if that's an overcompensation, right? An overcorrection for the punch. I don't know if that's you're upset, whether you're doing it purposely or you're not doing it purposely, but you're still just upset that you know you're not getting a contract extension. Because I think he's fine that he didn't get it now because Steph Curry didn't get it with 2 years left, right? But I think he knows after all the guys got paid, I'm not getting it. And he shouldn't get it. To be honest, if I was them, I wouldn't be giving it to him either. He's 32 years old. His play is declining. And so that could be why he's different. But because he's different, Rob, and because Klay Thompson is not what he used to be, Klay gets mad about it. It's sad. But he's had two devastating injuries, Achilles and ACL.
Right,
he and was everybody mad at don't Barkley. Come back from that.
He was mad at Barkley, but Barkley was right. I don't think he was like killing the guy just to kill him. You're not the same player.
Right.
You just said it. Two major injuries back to back, Chris.
What he did last year, averaging 20 on a championship team, was great coming off of those injuries. But is he going to be able to sustain that? Hopefully, he'll grow back into that player, but right now he isn't. And where he definitely isn't, Rob, and now he's shooting horribly, which is incredible because he's one of the best shooters ever. But defensively, he'll never be defensively what he wants.
He's a liability.
He was a great defender before. And now he isn't. And so defensively, Rob, their problems are defensively. Offensively, they're fourth in the league in points per game. They're like top 11, top 10 in offensive rating. But defensively, they're near the bottom of the league.
But Chris, last night,
the killer.
Last night's a perfect example. Most nights you score 119, you win.
Right.
They gave up 130.
Yep.
You get 119 is a win in the NBA. Are you kidding?
Yep.
You can't stop anybody.
They're averaging 117, but they're giving up 118 on average. So,
right.
And when they won those titles, everybody focused, Rob, on the shooting, right, and the offense, which was understandable, but they were always a great defensive team. Two of the years they won titles, they were number one in the league defensively. Another year they were number two. And so that was a huge part of it as well. Now, I will say this, Rob, that if you're looking for a reason that they might be able to turn it around, that's one of them. That defensively, they aren't doing well. Because you can fix the defense, Rob. It was short-lived, but what did the Nets do when Kyrie left?
Right.
I get it that lately they haven't been good defensively, but they showed you when you put forth the effort, you execute on the defensive end, you can be good on that end of the floor
if you have the athleticism and the strength and the desire. You just said it, though. And I agree with you because defense is something that's internal, Chris, that you want to do and you put energy towards, okay? It's like rebounding. You got to want the ball. It's just as simple as that, okay? There's this technique, but it's more about wanting the ball more than the other guy. But I don't know if they have those guys, Chris, who can still do it even if they want to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what is the question mark for me. Okay, if Klay wants to turn up the defense, can he really do it? Draymond, if he really wants to, at 32 and where he is that the case? I just wonder really how much is left in the tank when it comes to them defensively. That's where I would question.
The young boys who've been bad could. Kuminga.
Oh yeah, those guys
could if he executes. And he does the right things. Wiseman could if he learns how to play smarter. Moody, same way. But you're right. Klay, like I said, I don't think he'll ever be that elite defender again. Draymond can be better, but not what he used to be. But we'll see. I mean, they may need to make a move. Let me throw this out to you before we go to the callers, Rob. I would monitor this. I wouldn't do it right now. I'd want to see some improvement from Ben Simmons. But if I'm Golden State, I would kind of keep an eye on him and think about a potential Draymond for Ben Simmons move. Because if some of this is related to the punch, Rob, then that might, you know, Ben Simmons certainly doesn't give you the intangibles and the leadership that Draymond would, but he could give you the defense, the playmaking, the ball handling. And if any system or any culture can get Ben Simmons right or help him thrive, I'd say the Warriors is one of the handful. And so I would just keep an eye on that if I were them. Would you have any interest in that?
No, I'm not interested in Draymond.
Oh, if you're the Nets?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you would have interest if you're the Warriors?
Yeah, if I was the Warriors, I'm just saying from
See,
the...
See, I think
the,
it's the other side
I,
that is
I
the
just
question.
Look at it like Draymond can be, if things don't go, it could be just another headache. And
they're a franchise full of headaches.
That's what I'm saying. I just think the Nets need to just stop with that.
But
headache.
He's a leader. They don't have a leader as far as I'm concerned. He's intense. He would help defensively, even though he's not what he used to be. And if KD was with it, I think I'd look at that if I'm the Nets. Plus, he's got a year less on his deal than Ben Simmons does. So if you're trying to get rid of Ben Simmons, at least you get a year off that max contract. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. The Odd Couple is asking, what is wrong with the Warriors? And do you think they can turn it around? Again, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. You are next on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, we want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate, presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing, I mean nothing, fellas, beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, and we believe that so much that it is backed by a lifetime warranty. So roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. You get a lifetime warranty and free home delivery. BigGreenEgg.com, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think's wrong with the Warriors, and can or will they turn it around?
All right, Chris, let's start with Marcus in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marcus?
What up, fellas? How you doing today?
Doing great, man. How are you?
You got to hear me?
Yep, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, there's something wrong because we can hear him. Marcus, just talk. Okay, right. He's gone. Let's go to the Bay Area, Chris. Andrew, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey, two problems with the Warriors. First and foremost, they got lucky last year. The Suns choked and lost that Game 7 against the Mavs. Had the Warriors run into the Suns in the conference finals, they don't have to worry about another ring. Second of all, Draymond is to team leadership, but Joe Jackson is to fatherhood. That punch, that cheap shot that he did, it's just toxic to the locker room, and he's lost all credibility with the team. So I think those are the primary two problems. And last but not least, Steve Kerr is more overrated than phone sex.
Wow. Well, come on.
Tito, pass me a tissue.
I got to give Steve Kerr some credit. I'm not saying he's been a great coach. I mean, let's just keep it real. And I know, you know, Mark Jackson, and Kerr is giving Mark Jackson credit for that defense and all that. But what Kerr did with that team offensively and winning four championships, you got to give him credit. I mean, come on. I'm sorry.
He gets some credit, absolutely, but, you know.
You get plenty, though. I mean, as far as coaches go, right?
I'm just saying, right. The same way I give Phil Jackson some credit, I don't give him all credit.
Right.
Because he had, all great players.
Right.
Okay? Like, to me, I only
but
look at coaches when they
great
have
players.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you can't just say it's all them. Because if Steve Kerr could go to a bad team and win there, then I would look at it and say, okay.
Nobody in their right mind would say it's all the coach.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody. In any situation.
All right, Tommy, in Omaha, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy?
Hey, guys. Second time calling, man. Been loving you guys for a long time.
Thank you.
Anyway, you're very welcome. You know, this is I think that, you know, the organization handled the whole situation improperly is in regards to Draymond, you know, their treatment of Draymond Green. I think that this is the kind of the opportunity that if things are going to go wrong in the beginning, because I think it was because of the punch, and it was what Kerr is complaining about is mental things, mental things, emotional things that are having issues. And if Draymond started the year off on fire, like really going at it, they'll say, well, he's really motivated by what he did.
Right.
And now that he's gone the other way and not really engaging and not as vocal, all of a sudden he's not himself. And Poole, he was inconsistent in the playoffs, but he was very solid throughout the whole year for the most part last year.
Right.
And now he's starting off like in his head. And, of course, what were we going to say? It all stems from the punch. And sometimes it is what it is. I think it's a mental thing because of the punch. It was
would
terrible.
You trade Draymond for Ben Simmons if you could?
I would sooner cut Draymond than bring Ben Simmons. I do not want Ben Simmons, nor do – no. I would not want Ben Simmons. I don't know what Ben Simmons
look, it's
is.
Fair.
You
it's
know,
fair. And I think with Poole – remember, Poole was lighting it up, and Klay was out most of last season and came back and played like 30-something games in the regular season, and Poole was inconsistent in the playoffs with Klay there. So I think Poole's ready to start, but the problem is, Rob, he's terrible defensively. And that's something he needs. These guys need to look in the mirror and learn, you know what, it's just not just about playing offense.
Nah, you got to
Steph Curry's
dig
actually
down,
become
right.
a decent defender. Like, he's not a liability anymore because he talks, he's smart, he's in the right place, and that's what all these guys got to learn to do.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Bruce Arians, did you see what he said the other day about Tom Brady?
I loved it. Bruce
did
Arians
you?
Is now my okay. new favorite coach.
All right, well, here's what he said in regards to Tom Brady, and he was defending Byron Leftwich, who's come under fire for their play calling. And here's what Arian said. I don't think it was fair to Byron. Nobody's going to say that Brady was playing bad, but he was playing bad. We also had growing pains on a young offensive front, and we weren't running well. There comes a time as a play caller when you're losing yards running the ball, and you say, forget this. I'm putting the ball in Tom's hands. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't think he said anything that was a lie or blasphemous against Tom Brady. Tom didn't play well early on. And I think, remember, they had a lot of trouble, especially in the red zone. And it started from week one. And they had players. They weren't running the ball. That's true. And, of course, you know, the offensive coordinator, when things aren't running, you're going to get some pressure, some pushback. So that's to be expected. The same way, Chris, if things are going good, right, and you're up for jobs at other places, right?
Right,
it goes hand in hand. But I don't think he said anything that was so ridiculous. And just that he said that Tom Brady played bad, I don't think it's like he was blasphemous. I do believe this, and I'm going to say this. I do believe Tom Brady got Bruce Arians fired. I do believe when he decided to come back there, it was, I'll come back, but I don't want Bruce there. I do
Well,
believe
it certainly seemed with the
Doesn't
timing
feel like
and everything.
That, Chris?
Yeah. Now, and you can't say that Arians is only saying this because of that, if that indeed is the case, because he was quick to criticize Brady when he was coaching him.
Right.
So he's always kind of spoken his mind. I really just don't need to be hearing from the senior football consultant.
Really?
Because I think you could take nobody's going to say it. You know, nobody's going to say that Brady's playing bad. It could be viewed as a shot against Todd Bowles. Like, well, who, of course, should be saying it? Todd Bowles, the head coach.
But didn't you know, he pick so, Todd Bowles? Wasn't he
yeah,
instrumental
but still,
on top?
That's why I'm saying. That's why I don't need to be hearing. Let me hear from Todd Bowles. I don't need you on the sidelines. I don't need you commenting. You know,
he didn't
you're
have
a consultant.
Seat in the press box.
How many consultants, right? How many consultants are talking about the team like this? Brady hasn't been spectacular, but he also has the most drops of any quarterback in the league. 21 of his passes have been dropped. That's number one in the league. And to his credit, Arians did mention the running game because the running game has been historically bad.
Chris, it's non-existent.
I mean, last week it was good. And that's the thing. If they can get, and I don't know that they can, Seattle's not great against the run.
And so they had a great running attack last week, and that allowed Brady to do some things, and they won the game. But you're right, right? If they go back to getting 60 yards a game on the ground, I don't think they're going to get it done. But if they can get 90, they had over 100 last week. If they can get 90, then that'll open things up for Brady. Julio Jones is back. We'll see if he stays back. But they had the full contingent of receivers. He's starting to work the new tight end, or the young tight end, I should say. You know, he's starting to go to him more. So I think they're, you know, again, Rob, the NFC is wide open. Philly, Minnesota, Dallas, San Francisco. You know what I mean? Like, it's open. And I think Tampa, if they are indeed about to get things straight, they've got a shot as well. And look, again, like you said, you're not going, I'm not ready to go James Jones yet and say the pack is back. But if they do turn this thing around, then they got a shot, right? If they get in the playoffs, that means they've been playing well.
And maybe
because they need,
Chris,
to go about 6-1, 5-2 probably at the worst
to get there, right? They still have a shot
and
to win 10 games.
That means they're playing well, and if they get in, you're going to, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and look at some of those other quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but you know what's crazy, Chris? It's, and obviously there's a long way to go here. But they've done it the other way, where they've had these gaudy 13-win seasons, and didn't pan out. And now maybe when they won the Super Bowl, they had only won 10 games.
They were 10-6, right? And then they went 15-1 the next year and didn't win it.
And didn't win. You see what I'm saying? So maybe this might be a different path where they get better. We both said at the beginning of the season, they're going to get better later than early. And
yeah,
we'll see.
I thought they'd lose 6 games.
Right, you called that earlier.
I didn't expect them to all be this quickly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you had 6 losses, where they had only lost three or four each year the last 3 years.
Right.
They had an unbelievable record. So who knows? But this is a big game tonight. Obviously, it's at home. It's against a good team. So we'll see.
Well, speaking of this game, Rob, we'll get into that next. Plus, Shekel City, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, come on, man. It's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. Listen up. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Chris, 2-1 last night, Shekel City. Don't forget, check out BetMGM if you want to put down a couple of shekels. So here we go. Best bet, Packers -3 against the Titans. I'm going to Pack win two games in a row. Clippers. Chris hosting the Pistons. Clippers -9.5 here in L.A. for that game. The Pistons have had injuries, and they haven't won a lot of games. I think the Clippers win by 10. And I'm going to take the Nets to finish the four-game road trip with the win against the Blazers. Nets +2.5. So, again, Packers -3 at home. Clippers -9.5 at home in L.A. And the Nets +2.5 on the road in Portland. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. I've been winning.
You have been better. I give you that. You have been much better of late. I don't know what's going on. But you've definitely been better. All right,
I need money to get a new car, so I have to be better.
All right, so tell me about tonight, right? I got to look at that. I haven't looked at my phone yet. I'll look at it during the break. Who you like tonight in this football game?
Yeah, I like the Pack. I like the Packers. I think that they could build off, Chris, we know, like, confidence, playing well. A win like that can rejuvenate what you were doing. You know, they were able to come back in a big, important game. That was their season. So how do you feel? How do you not feel like you took a step? It didn't mean that the season, like, it's cured everything, but you took a real step. And I think being at home and the fashion that they won, I think this will be good for them. Who do you have?
I got the Packers, too. I'm not saying it's momentum and it's based on what they did last week or anything like that. I think they got some good things done in that game. I think it was,
I think Christian Watson could end up being a really good receiver in the future. And I'm not saying from this moment on he's going to be great, but I think he'll be better. He's got great size. He's got great speed. I know some people have thought he could be a Mike Evans with blazing speed. He's 4.340. So
that's high praise, right?
So I think he now has not only the belief of Aaron Rodgers, but I think to your point, Rob, his own confidence,
no doubt,
in himself has to be better. So I'm not saying he's going to be Devontae Adams tonight, but I think if he can play well, open it up a little bit, that can help the running game, because we know they want to run, right? They only threw 20 times against Dallas, but Tennessee's great against the run. So that's what I want to see. Like, Tennessee's not good against the pass defense. I mean, they give up a lot of yards. They got a really good defense. They don't let you score a lot, but they give up a lot of passing yards. So it'll be interesting to see how Green Bay attacks them. Do they try to run and then pass sparingly? Or do they come out and try to throw and soften up the defense and then run? But I like them. I think the fact that they're playing in 20-degree weather, I think will help them, right, over Tennessee. So I got an idea
for a game plan. Here we go. First play from scrimmage from the Packers, what should it be?
75-yard bomb to Christian Watson. It would open things up, that's for sure.
Do you know what I'm saying, Chris? Like for real, like let the Titans know from point blank, from we're throwing the football against you. I'm just
right.
And even if you don't,
it just puts doubt in their head as to what you're gonna be doing.
I'm dead serious. That's what I would do my first play.
Yeah,
you better be ready. And if you put an extra guy in the box, thinking we're gonna try to rush for 200 yards again. And I get a man coverage or something, Chris, upfield. And then give this kid has to feel like $1 million. Imagine if he got the 3 touchdowns. You could play in the NFL your whole career and not get 3 touchdowns, Chris.
In a game, right.
In one game.
Absolutely.
It don't happen every night. Are you kidding?
Yep. So, I think that's actually a good idea. And look, Tennessee doesn't score many points.
No, their games are like 17-14.
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't score. So now Green Bay hasn't scored a lot either, other than against Dallas for the most part. So they got to get their offense going too. But I think, like you said, Rob, I'm not ready to say they're back. And even if they are back, they are in a hole. They got a long way to go.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the NFC, they're only a couple of games out of the 7th playoff spot. But it's like you got to keep winning. They got to win, maybe 6-1, 5-2 to get out of this, get into the playoffs.
Right.
So they don't have much room for error. So we'll see how they do tonight, Rob. You got LeBron James doing his simulcast tonight, Rob, too. And
I never miss LeBron James simulcast.
Well, this is the first time, so of course you have.
I'm just
This will be interesting. Do you have any interest?
No.
I'm surprised. Not. No, I would check it out, but I mean, I don't listen to
the Mannings, Chris. I don't.
Yeah, it's tough because I want to watch the live game.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.